Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Franchise Focus Podcast. This is co-host Graham Chapman coming at you with a phenomenal series of one-on-one interviews over the next few weeks. As a lot of you know out there, of course, we're focused on providing prospective franchise owners and leading minds in franchising with some insider tips and tricks on how to thrive and succeed. For the rest of this month, it started last month, but for the rest of October, the Next Gen in Franchising competition is up and running and active as ever, second annual instance of this program, basically allowing there to be this fantastic bridge between the IFA and the franchising community and some of the youngest, brightest minds in franchising who have created different ways to attack franchising, these successful business models that can be franchised, have already been franchised, and just need more exposure, help, and assistance in a collective group of minds to help them take that to the next level. So some really exciting stuff here. Everything that we do on the franchise focus for the next few weeks is going to be completely devoted to millennials and franchising and this next-gen franchising competition, starting with tonight with a fantastic interview with Jen Cashel, one of the driving catalysts behind this program. She is the founder and CEO of Young and Successful Media and YSN. She's intricately involved with the Next Gen in Franchising competition. She's going to share a lot tonight related to how this got started, who should be submitting, how you can put yourself in a position to win, and what the response has been so far and sort of what has changed from last year. So a lot of exciting stuff to come. Definitely be on the lookout for Rick's Twitter page, at EducatedZ, EducatedZEE, his LinkedIn profile as well. Look him up at Rick Bizio. He's going to be providing a lot of content, published posts in that space that are related to what makes millennials such a great fit for franchising, how they've thrived in this environment, and more information about this next-gen and franchising competition. So with this podcast and with all of Rick's properties and his contributed articles, we're going to be working hard to give you all the information we possibly can. But starting this process, I'd like to go ahead and bring on Jen, who is on hold with us here, but looking forward to a very fun conversation with her. Always a pleasure to have you, Jen. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you, Graham. It's great to be on with you again.
Absolutely. So I guess, some of our listeners may not know what the Next Gen in Franchising competition is, what it's all about. So, just to sort of set the barometer here, set the stage, what is the Next Gen in Franchising competition?
So Next Gen in Franchising is a global initiative from the International Franchise Association's Education Foundation. And the whole purpose is to really have the industry reach out to the next generation of young people who are building businesses and looking at new ways to leverage the franchise business model. And so IFA brought us in, and we've been working to build this campaign out, which has included a global competition called Next Gen in Franchising. And basically, we're reaching out to groups and individuals all over the world and trying to find young entrepreneurs who are already in business with a concept that could be scaled through franchising. And specifically, we're looking for people who are 21 to 35 in business 1 to 5 years, who have started something that is maybe a service business, a retail business, or some other format, concept that could employ other people, could bring in other entrepreneurs to scale, and could really grow into multiple locations around, the region or even around the world. And so we're going to give 20 winners the chance to get an all-expense-paid trip to San Antonio, Texas for the big IFA convention. And they're going to be put into this new accelerator program where some of the biggest people in the industry, people who have built chains of over 100 units, are going to mentor and coach them over a year period.
Wow.
And, of course, it's a huge addition to last year. And then, of course, all the people who come to San Antonio are going to get to participate in the second Next Gen in Franchising Summit, which is a 2-day, very intensive program that really breaks down what franchising is and what's important to know as you're getting concepts off the ground. And we pack that event with the biggest minds, thinkers, and entrepreneurs in the industry.
It's amazing. It's great stuff. So, you know, if I'm interested in, you know, participating here, what else is the, I guess, sort of the end game for, you know, completing my submission? Is there some type of financial reward, or is it all, I mean, and of course, I mean, being just present at the IFA show, being around those minds and being part of that Next Gen Summit and having the opportunity to work with folks who are as esteemed as you mentioned for a year is unbelievably valuable. Is there anything else that we're missing there, or is that's the takeaway, that, you know, you have the opportunity to be one of these 20 finalists, these 20 people who win, you know, as part of the competition, that, you know, you're getting that sort of inside access to some of the most brilliant minds in franchising who were once in their shoes?
Yeah, well, the prize package itself has a value of over $5,000 between the flight, the tickets, they get a two-year membership in IFA. They get to be in literally the epicenter of the biggest franchise conversation in the world, where the owners of the biggest chains all gather once a year. They're going to be right in the middle, and they're center stage, because the Next Gen Summit had such a big impact on last year's convention that it's actually going to be introduced at opening ceremonies for the IFA convention this year. So our winners get on stage in front of the owners of the biggest chains globally. They get press. They get a lot of media attention. There is also a few things in the works that might give some of them access to some capital, but I have to be a little bit low-key about that right now. But I want everyone to know that people who showed up at convention last year, some of them had such a big impression on some of the older, more successful franchisors in the industry that I know of at least one that cut a six-figure check as an investment to one of our winners last year.
Well, I'm speechless just hearing that. That's nuts.
There's a lot of conversation about other winners who are being supported in a myriad of ways from other people who they met at IFA. For example, one of our winners last year, Andy from Croatia, he showed up, a 30-year-old entrepreneur with 50 units of a concept called Surf and Fries, and he had already grown to 11 countries.
Wow.
30 years old. And Andy has been working with top people in the franchise industry to expand now into the United States, which typically is the opposite problem for most people in franchising. They're trying to grow internationally.
Andy's trying
to break into the U.S. now. And to have a track record like that with 50 units already is just amazing. But I don't want anyone to be nervous that they haven't grown that fast. You can literally have one unit of something and not even be started in franchising. What we're looking for are existing businesses that have the potential.
Nope, I'm with you. So tell us about that. Tell us about that criteria. So if I am, you know, a business owner, a youthful person who is interested in scaling my business model, you know, showcasing why it's a good fit for franchising and trying to capitalize on what you're sharing. I mean, 2 years with the IFA and access to these types of, you know, brilliant businessmen and women who have, you know, succeeded and thrived within franchise, that's worth its weight in gold for sure. So if I am one of those, you know, those aspiring minds who have one or more locations and wants to expand what I have or get my start in franchising, what type of story do I have to share with you? What would make me a good fit to win this competition?
I'd say a good fit would be a business that is pretty well organized, that has a clear vision for how they want to grow, or is showing a lot of aspiration. Franchising is not for everyone. You have to be very hungry as an entrepreneur. And also people say that being in franchising is kind of like running two businesses simultaneously, because you're running your core business, but then you're also running a business to manage the other units and manage that franchise system. So it's really not for the faint of heart. This is for entrepreneurs that want to build brands that are solid, that want to see them grow, that want to put other entrepreneurs into business, build proprietary systems, put the dedication in to build a scalable model. And so if an entrepreneur's only been at it a year, that's okay. If they can show a clear path, or at least, you know, a vision for a clear path, we're going to bring in the biggest people in the business to help them. And so we want to make sure that the businesses are already showing a nice track record, or at least some promise, because the opportunity to be mentored by these iconic figures is so tremendous. We want to make sure that we're using their time as best as possible and really finding entrepreneurs who are ready to grow and who really just need the mentorship, the access, the connections, and, you know, an exposure to the industry that sometimes takes people years to get. We're giving them in a matter of days.
It's amazing. How are you? How are you finding these, you know, these contestants in this Next Gen and Franchising contest? I mean, is it? I see that you guys have a stellar Facebook page. I'm sure you're attracting people that way. Your website is fantastic as well. I guess, you know, do you have, are people within franchising already giving you guys referrals to younger folks who you may not know about? I guess, what are all the avenues through which you're finding these contestants?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you know, we have a very strong social media presence. We do drive a lot of applicants from that. We also have partners like DECA and USASB, which is the U.S. Association of Small Business and Entrepreneurship.
Yep.
Those are both partners of the Education Foundation, and they've been doing outreach and telling their communities. And then there are a variety of youth organizations, entrepreneurship organizations globally that we've tapped into. I believe there's a press release that's gone out. And also, you know, we YSN, our company, we specialize in global youth engagement programs and campaigns. So we've reached out to all of our networks globally, which span across 160 countries. And so the word's gone out in so many different ways. But at the end of the day, you know, your audience are all people active in the franchise space, and I would hope that if you're inspired by this story and what we're trying to do to get young people into the industry, that you would help us by identifying companies in your community, in your circle, in your, you know, circle of influence, who look like they could be good candidates for this, and help encourage them to apply. There's nothing to lose by applying, maybe a half an hour, maybe an hour or two, but the chance to be a part of this is really life-changing for anyone who has a really solid concept. So I'd really love anyone and everyone to go out into your communities and refer people to this. Get the young people you know who have so much promise and so much potential into here, because we can really add a lot of firepower to their journey.
There's no doubt about it. So let's make this picture a little bit more real. I mean, we're going to and Jen, thanks for you know, offering this up. This is beautiful. We'll have some of these winners from last year, some of these folks who have used this program to their advantage and empowered themselves and worked with these folks to get to a higher level of success very quickly, and to showcase just how powerful this program can be. We'll have sort of a roundtable type in a week or two to build towards that. But I guess just to sort of paint the picture here, Jen, I guess take us through a couple of the winners from last year and how they were able to, I guess, set themselves apart from others and make sure, and I guess what helped them become some of your first winners from this program last year?
Yeah, no worries. Well, actually, tying your last question and your next question together, I don't know if you saw it. I hope you did, but the cover of Franchise Times actually featured the Next Gen in Franchising campaign this past
awesome.
Month. And it was an amazing cover story with this wonderful African woman carrying water both on her head and in a bottle of Jibu water. And Jibu was our grand prize winner. Galen Welch was a Peace Corps volunteer who wound up building a social franchise concept in Kampala, Uganda, to distribute clean drinking water to families, villages, and homes throughout Africa. And he has been incredibly successful. And being a part of NextGen just kind of propelled him into a whole different world. And when we saw his application and saw that his aspiration was to grow to 30 units, we all kind of laughed and said, hey, if he has the right mentorship from the franchise industry, he could grow to 300 or 3,000. So he was our grand prize. We had a few others that were outstanding. In Guadalajara, Mexico, Eduardo Navarro is a young entrepreneur who presented an idea called Lamim Gelato. And he has two or three units already, kiosks and one retail unit that are basically like a crepe-style gelato that's custom-made, custom-blended, and then rolled out and rolled into these little rolls with sprinkles and things like that. And he literally has lines going throughout the summer that last 45 minutes for people waiting to get his product. I know, and he's amazing. And so the Mexico Franchise Association has gotten very excited about him. He's getting a lot of attention there. And he said being a part of this competition helped open up his perspective on how he could grow internationally, not just in Mexico. It also tapped him into suppliers and vendors and experts that were more globally focused and really opened the whole world up to him, which has been fantastic. And he's gotten tremendous exposure. I actually, you know, this is not a done deal yet, but I actually got an email from CNN the other day asking about him. So that's been great. Another big success story is Jennifer Bell, who has a company called Tot Squad. She had a huge feature in CNBC that helped her generate over 100 franchise inquiries. She used the Next Gen competition to announce that she was franchising her concept and announced at convention that that was happening, and she has been on a whirlwind ever since. So her concept is basically one where parents who have kids who need baby seats installed in their cars professionally or need those car seats cleaned properly or the back seats of their cars cleaned properly. Anyone who's a parent knows how much, you know, junk and schmutz and crap ends up in all the corners and the crevices and everything. So that's a professional cleaning service for all those items, and they professionally install baby seats, which is awesome. So her company's grown like crazy. And she's actively looking for new franchisees in California particularly. So she's gotten the opportunity to work with some wonderful people in the industry, including our biggest sponsor of NextGen, David McKinnon, who is now like the godfather of the NextGen competition. David was one of those people who saw the summit last year and was so blown away, he turned around and within like 24, 48 hours became the biggest donor to the program. And his concept, Service Brands International, built three or four of the biggest franchise companies out there. And he now wants us to be part of his legacy in giving back to the next generation. So that kind of love and support and attention that you can see even in those three winners is really indicative of the type of opportunity that we're talking about.
Got it. No, and those, all those concepts there touch on to just the breadth of opportunity that exists with the franchising business model. You have a social enterprise opportunity there. You have traditional in a sense, and that it's more food related opportunity with gelato. Then you got a very sort of man or woman in a van concept. And Jen Beal actually was a guest on this show earlier this year, which was fantastic. And sharing more to us about, how she's able to make that concept successful, having strategic partnerships with big box stores who sell, that sell complementary products to what she accomplishes, and allowing that bigger box store to sell a larger or a different type of service to their customers who are coming in for other types of baby products. Say, if you want to get your car clean in the process, we can make that happen. So that's just a brilliant idea, a brilliant concept to bring that in. So I guess that just speaks to, one, the wide expanse, the wide amount of industries that the franchise business model can impact. But I know something that you're passionate about that you're looking for more submissions for is that idea of social franchising and having a type of model that isn't purely constructed for a, commercial or financial benefit. I guess take us through why you're so passionate about that and why you want more of those for the next gen and franchising competition, but I guess we should start with a definition of social franchising. Could you deliver that for us?
Yeah, no worries. Social franchising is a concept that's been around the franchise industry for a few years, and there are some very strong leaders in the industry that have been really kind of pushing to get it better known. But I think one of the great things about NextGen is that it brought to light the idea that young people are interested in businesses and concepts that impact the world. And social franchising represents the perfect intersection of doing well by doing good, where you build an actual business, a for-profit business that has an economic incentive in it, not only for the founder, but now for entrepreneurs. and, you know, all sorts of employees that can work for them at all different levels, but at the same time can impact the world socially. And it's way more than just a CSR initiative. Social franchises is a company that's built around doing well by doing good. It's doing good for the world, but using the franchise business model to also do well economically and create economic opportunity for other people, especially entrepreneurs. And so Jibu Water was a perfect example of it. I mean, you wouldn't normally think about water filtration systems as a franchise model, but what he was able to do is take this proprietary product or, you know, technology, take a proprietary training system, create a training model and a beautiful brand, and go into communities where he was able to replicate little pop-up shops and carts and set up distribution channels through entrepreneurs in different communities. And so it is an absolute franchise, and it's doing something that social entrepreneurs typically do but don't make a lot of money at, or they have to frame themselves as nonprofits, or they have to beg people to donate for. And why the reason I'm so excited about this, not only because it was on the cover of Franchise Times, but I got to speak at the UN a few months ago to their nonprofit conference, and hundreds of nonprofit leaders attacking the biggest problems of the world were in the room. And when I told them about social franchising as a model and said, you know, we've always thought that being a nonprofit's good and being a business is bad in some circles, but it's really not. And look at how much of a win-win-win this becomes if you build a business around your nonprofit ventures. And they went crazy. They mobbed me at the UN. And then I just got back from the Social Capital Conference in San Francisco the other day, and that was literally like the biggest foundations in the world, billions of dollars in management that are going to solve major problems in the world. And you see this flow of capital like right in front of your eyes with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Pierre Omidyar networks, and they're trying to solve problems in education and healthcare and agriculture. But why can't we use that franchise model for that? We can. And I think that's the most exciting, most inspiring part of this whole campaign, that we're giving social impact entrepreneurs an opportunity to use this business model. And NextGen is giving them a platform and an opportunity to really do that and learn from the best in the business.
That's about as powerful as it gets. But I mean, it's the whole concept of doing well by doing good is something I know that is, you know, really to the core and to the root of, you know, a lot of people in my generation, being younger millennials, as you put it, you know, inspired to do things, to own businesses, to launch ideas that have a worldly impact, that have a residual impact, or even a primary impact of benefiting the world around them, as opposed to just making money. There's a lot of franchise concepts out there that prioritize, you know, giving back to the community and doing well by doing good like that. But that whole sort of charge, or that element, or that focus on having the business model constructed over a, you know, more social franchising concept like that is fantastic. I guess in your experience, obviously you're someone who has, you know, created a business model that is specifically oriented to cater to millennials and younger folks and helping to inspire their success. And then obviously you're intricately involved with this program. In your dealings with millennials and all sort of, you know, obviously you're very passionate about helping young businesses and young folks thrive. Why do you think it's so important to young people to, you know, make that sort of be the change you want to see in the world and create business concepts that cater to that? Why is that more of a focus of these business models that emerge from younger folks than maybe it was for their, you know, the generation prior to them?
Because I think growing up in this day and age, young people are pre-wired to feel a sense of responsibility for the world, and they want to use their lives to do good, to make an impact. And if you want to pursue entrepreneurship and take your own path, which so many of them do, and do something impactful, it's I think this just beautifully ties it all together. It's definitely a marker of the new generation. It's something they care about tremendously. They're much more conscious about so many things than other generations have been. They're definitely not all focused on money. And, you know, as this world changes so dramatically and industries evolve and trends shift, I think it's extra important that we look at these new business models as, you know, very powerful tools to put in the hands of the new generation.
No doubt. No doubt. So I guess taking all this into consideration, we've gone through a lot here, which is wonderful. You know, talking about who would be a fit, you know, why franchising as a business model, as a way of operating business, fits all these different industries that make sense to millennials, you know, speaking to this social enterprise side. I guess the other element of that would be, you know, when we think franchising, when most people think franchising, they think fast food restaurants. They may even get to the point where they're thinking of more brick and mortar things like hair care companies, or, you know, sort of more auto focused oil change facilities.
Mm-hmm.
I know something else you're looking for outside of just, but outside of this social franchising concept you're speaking of, are other type of unique and interesting and out of the box type ideas for franchise models or businesses that, you know, exist that are of that unique ilk that could be franchised. I take it that's still a priority of yours. You know, what are more of those examples from last year of, I guess, more unique models, kind of like that Todd Squad idea that, you know, we could maybe present here or share here that could inspire someone who has a business? It's like, you know, I have this business. It can't be franchised because it's this unique, but it might be able to be. So could you share some more ideas or examples like that of unique business concepts that have been shared with you through this competition?
Yeah, and let me just say, you know, the more traditional concepts are still very welcome in this campaign. Food businesses, exercise, fitness concepts, services, beauty, health, the things that matter to young people, sports. We had some winners last year who had sports training facilities, like in India. One of our favorite winners had a beautiful concept for sports training facilities. In India. That was awesome. There are also a lot of educational concepts. Lisa Petro has a company called Know My World, and she through education and workshops globally creates programs that make young people look at different cultures and encounter different cultures and exchange with different people in different parts of the world, and that's just such a beautiful, beautiful idea. There were others who had personal coaching and health concepts. One of them, Karen Jasinski, was training kids to be more healthy in college campuses, whereas Shannon O'Brien was doing a concept called Healthy You, and that was about coaching, like holistic lifestyle coaching for young people. So we saw a bunch of different ones. One of our favorites still is John Evans, who has a company called Everline. And it sounds like such a simple concept, but it's so perfect for franchising. It's insane. He basically builds the lines in parking lots and structures. You know, like the parking spaces that are demarked with, you know, the white paint or the handicap zones. He paints those. And he does that professionally. And that is such a beautiful little business that so many people around the world could become a part of and roll out in their communities, because everywhere in the world that's needed, pretty much. In almost every developing market, you have a need for signage and street marking. And here's this great business by this young Canadian entrepreneur who's an incredible personality, very smart. He actually came from the College Pro family, not the actual family, but he was in the College Pro business. And saw a new way to do something different and roll it out through franchising. So John's another stellar example.
That's a perfect example.
There were just so many great ones. I mean, we're looking across the board at really interesting concepts. Even like there was someone who we were looking at who had like a drone rental business. I mean, so things like that are super interesting. I mean, I'd love to see a hookah bar. Different fitness trends. You know, we're seeing a lot of things around like vegan and organic. Obviously, the franchise industry is flooded with food concepts. But what are new takes on how to present food and how to do it better and fresher and more organically and more local? Those are all things that we're really, really curious about. Healthcare, senior care, personal care. Yeah, there's so many things.
There's so many ways you can take it. And there's so many examples exist out there of folks who didn't necessarily realize they were, you know, developing something that could be scaled, that could be replicated in other local markets, and could be something bigger than just the local business that they created. That's cool stuff.
Exactly, and we especially want to hit the entrepreneurs who are really ambitious. You know, I think especially when they're looking at what they're doing and saying, wow, I could see this everywhere. There should be a lot of these. Those are the ones we want the most. Because, again, the ambition says the world. We're
no
not
doubt.
Just looking for mom-and-pop businesses. We want businesses that can grow with entrepreneurs who are really hungry to push the limits. Because if we're going to put them in front of the founders of Subway and the founders of Arby's and Marriott, these are huge families who have dedicated,
yep.
you know, decades to building some of the biggest brands in the world. So we want to make sure that our entrepreneurs and their passion and their ambition, you know, are worthy of that kind of attention and support.
Absolutely. Now, if they're going to have that type of help, they better be ready to go get it.
Yep. Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, think about those ambitious folks, those people who could be interested. Let's help them find you. So if I'm interested in, you know, creating a contest submission, how do I do that? How do I learn more? How do I connect with you? How do I get involved and make sure my submission is submitted by the deadline?
Great. Well, our deadline is October 30th, so we don't have too much time left, but there's plenty of time to get a good, solid application in. The more developed your business, the faster the application will be. So, you know, you could literally get everything up there in about a half an hour or, you know, a few hours if you need to write things out for the first time. But you can go online and learn about the whole initiative at nextgenfranchising.org. Or if you want to go right to the application itself, you go to ysn.com/IFA contest, and that's the actual application form. Even if you just go and start it, you can come back. You can come back 10 times if you want and save it. We are going to ask people to upload a photo, some basic information on themselves. We ask for a bunch of different questions about, like, what's their value proposition and why do they think their business would work as a franchise model. And then two big pieces is they have to upload an executive summary, which could be literally a page description of their business, and
yep.
a quick video. Because we want to see these individuals. We want to see their passion. We want to see them describe their business. Because if we can see someone present a great case for their business on video, we know that they're going to be solid when they get to the convention.
That's a fact. What else have I missed? So for all these folks out here who are interested in getting involved and could be your next winners this year, what else have I missed? What have I not touched on that you want them to know?
I'd say that if you have any questions at all or you're hesitant, reach out to us. You can email us anytime at ifa@ysn.com. We're constantly online, and you know we have a very active Facebook page at Next Gen Franchising. And, you know, talk to us, communicate, see the photos. We have great profiles of our last year's winners that are up on that Facebook page that are being blasted out all around the world. And I would just say, you know, take a chance. Reach out to us. It's an amazing opportunity, and these things don't come around that often. And also just help refer other people. If you're not the right candidate, find someone who does, because this is really a life-changing opportunity, and I'm sure there's someone in almost everyone's world who's listening who really deserves a chance to really fulfill their potential.
No doubt. And if our listeners out there have, you know, any reservations about that, definitely take a peek, as Jen mentioned, at the Next Generation Franchising page on Facebook. The photos they've uploaded, the stories they've shared, the video they have on this year's program, you know, more people out there would be a fit than they can even imagine. And the opportunity, as described by Jen, to, you know, be at this show next year, to have 2 years of membership with the IFA, to engage and interact with these leading minds in franchising who have built the, you know, the most well-known, the most successful brands out here, that is the most invaluable experience ever for the types of minds who are a great fit for this program, who are that ambitious, who do have an idea that can be replicated and who have, you know, that type of out-of-the-box thinking that would make them the next leaders in franchising. So, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Unfortunately, we have to wrap it up, but I'm so excited to have Jen back soon with a sort of roundtable format with some of the winners from last year so we can really start to paint this picture. And then once all the applications are in, we'll be doing a show at the sort of closer to the end of the year, too, to showcase those who have won and sort of build some momentum heading towards the IFA shift. So a lot more to come, a lot of exciting stuff here. As I mentioned, track the action for the next few shows on Rick's Twitter page at EducatedZ, EducatedZEE. Find him on LinkedIn as well at Rick Bizio, as he's going to be creating some contribute articles, these published posts that are speaking to this program. And of course, we're going to be bringing you all the exciting guests here on the Franchise Focus. And a lot of this will be featured on the IFA's Franchise Opportunities blog. So all of us working together to spread the word on the Next Gen and franchising competition, because we want to make this even bigger, more exciting, more powerful than last year's first and phenomenally successful competition. Jen, thank you very, very much for joining us tonight. I can't wait to do this again very soon and bring some more folks who, actually competed in this contest last year to share some of their sort of valuable insights and opinions and tips to help folks this year thrive and hopefully win.
Awesome. It sounds amazing. And we can't thank you enough, Graham and Rick, for all of your incredible support and love throughout this whole campaign. I think we're going to reach so many more people because of you and these great programs that you've been putting together with us.
We are flattered. We appreciate it very much. Keep getting out there and spreading the word around the world. We know you're a traveling woman, and we appreciate your efforts.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Look forward to next time.
Thanks to everyone out here. This is the Franchise Focus coming at you again with more exciting content related to the Next Gen and Franchising Competition. Stay tuned, stay updated, follow us online, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks, and have a great night, everyone. Good night.